Great Hunter. Yes? Fine figure of a man, yes? Yes?
Yes.
That is all you need to know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are we on?
Yes. Oh.
Cut.
It's on. It's on the live. Okay. Well,
I'm gonna edit that out. Well,
don't edit it
probably
out.
Not.
It's fine.
Oh, it's supposed to. It's fine. It's supposed to change.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You're gonna have to start.
It's all right. No, we're good. We're good.
Hey, can you turn the TV off?
You don't want the TV on at all? You want something on?
They're just looking at our beautiful.
Let's do the fire. Who? Lilies.
Oh, fire's good.
We do the fire. That makes sense.
Fresh fire.
Oh, fire.
So we can fresh fire.
This would be the representation of the books, the satanic items to burn.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We gonna talk about that?
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, we can. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's.
Let's not get that man no attention.
Amen.
Right. I agree, Jay.
What's in that picture? Are they making tea? Is it coffee?
Let's see. What's on today's topic? Today's news.
This just in.
I believe when this drops.
Yeah.
I think it will be next Thursday, which would be.
Coming up to the men's family night.
Barbecue. Family night. Yeah, so backyard barbecue. So we were talking about it. We're going to have it under the tent.
Yes. Grill and all.
No. Mini golf, everything. It mini may golf, be a little smoky in there, but hey,
horseshoes, cornhole, mini golf.
Backyard barbecue with Pioneer
and other things.
You know
what else we can set up? I just thought of another thing we can set up. Yeah. If it's not too crazy, maybe even like a little, like a badminton or like a, what is that? But one game people are playing.
Yeah.
The pickleball.
Oh yeah, pickleball.
You know what I mean? Kick the can, whatever. Whatever you can do.
What's that? Handball.
I don't know if we can. Yeah,
we could do that. We can do handball, can we?
I think so. Don't you need a wall for that?
No. That's wall ball.
You know what, Pastor? I'm gonna do something nice for you, man.
I thought it was. What's that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna cut the Predators game on a big screen just for you,
man.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Wow,
that's total backyard. I mean,
they play tailgating.
They play at 6:30.
Yes, they do.
Against the New York Islanders.
The Islanders, yep.
We can cut the game on, man. Watch the Preds.
I'm down.
I mean,
I'll do that just for you, man.
Above my pay grade.
Above my authority.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll pray about it.
Yeah, we'll pray about it. I don't know about
anything,
that one.
I'll watch it on my phone.
Which is
what I do most of the time anyway.
It is.
Come on, man. You don't want to experience on the LED wall, bro?
That would be cool.
There's tons of times I'm like, hey, put on ESPN. But
that would be epic.
But that's ESPN. More of a that's a joke that I say that.
I mean.
For me.
Yeah. So.
We already got a new wineskin.
Yeah, we got to. Come on. We got to protect the presence.
Okay, I'm not going to put on the LED wall. Sorry, guys.
I'll put it on my phone. If you want to watch, you can look over my shoulder.
Just huddle up with Pastor Jesse while he's watching.
I'll put it on in the back in the production office.
There you go. Where'd Pastor Jesse go? Oh, he's back in the production room.
Come on!
That's what you do in your office.
That's all you hear?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Actually, I mean, I'm. It's been less of that, so.
You guys have been winning. Play. I saw a thing the other day.
Yep, they're hot right now.
Like 14-2 or something.
14-0-2 in the last
that's what it is.
16 games. So
yeah, that's good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They beat Detroit.
Nice.
Yeah, by 1 point.
Wow.
Well, it was a good game because
that's your team, Ricky.
They didn't score until the third period. So it was at the end of the game, and they won. It had a playoff feel to it. So it
that's good.
One fight. Philip Forsberg, and he hasn't fought since 2020. And he's only had three or four fights.
Lots of self-control.
Nice. Yeah, lots of self-control. But this one was like definitely an emotional response. So it was a real fight. Like
that's
not,
good.
Not
tears
let's,
and everything.
Let's square off and yeah.
Take the jerseys off.
Take
jersey off, tears in the eyes.
Wow.
That's passion right there, guys.
Let me see what you can do with the skates off.
On the ice? That'd be a pretty comical fight.
Oh,
them slipping around and just trying to
oh, yeah.
hit each other.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Well,
what's on our mind today?
I'm looking something up. Worship.
You want to talk about worship?
Y'all owe me.
Oh no, we need to talk about Saturday.
Oh yeah.
You want me to bring that up?
We can bring Saturday up. Yeah,
you sure?
Yeah, Saturday?
Yeah, we can do Saturday. But so y'all owe me though for sure.
What do we owe you for? Explain that first.
Remember that question I had I don't know how long ago it was, but the question I had
about calling dad
was
daddy?
About marriage.
Oh,
stop.
I remember that one.
Stop.
It was about marriage.
Oh, yeah. What's your?
We'd have to dive into Corinthians.
This kind of goes into what I was talking about on Saturday, but go ahead.
I would have to go find it.
Scott was saying,
go ahead.
No.
Oh, I don't know. I can say this update. My grandmother got a new car.
I thought you talked about that already.
I didn't tell the podcast.
Or were we not online when you talked about that?
Yeah, I wasn't online.
Is she going to give you her old car? Or?
No. My grandfather.
When you went over there yesterday, did you ask for it?
No, I got to smooth it in. I had already asked her to do
something.
You
got something out of it, though.
I wanted some rice.
A win.
I wanted some rice with brown gravy.
Open up some old wounds there.
Is that good?
For, Jay.
Brown rice. With,
yeah.
So usually.
You got to try that.
Usually it's made with like white rice and like oxtail.
I know what that is.
What's going on
you
Saturday?
You don't know what oxtail is?
I don't. Gotta get me some or tell me about it or I can get
tail.
It.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Oxtail is nasty? Bro, you're
any tail is nasty.
You're crazy.
What are you talking about?
So it's actually an animal?
Oxtail is
good,
bro.
It's all like backstrap. It's all part of the backstrap.
The tail.
Yeah.
The tail.
Part of the spine.
The tail.
The tail is part of the spine.
No, the tail is good is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Question mark at the end of my
Oh, yeah,
statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The tail
yeah,
is
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
What?
It's like backstrap.
Is it weird that I thought this was like a seasoning? I'm like, but you guys are actually talking about a
you
physical
eat the
tail.
Dang tail.
Not the tail of, not a tail.
Oh, I'll eat tail.
I'm confused.
No,
you talking about the.
So we're talking about the backstrap.
I'm talking about a tail. Like, it goes all the way down
now
the backstrap.
Now I'm confused.
We know Pastor Jesse eats pretty much anything.
Yeah.
He's made mention of that.
Except for, I don't eat. Oxtail. I don't.
We made a lot of.
That's
wild
it.
Things
I have
you
to,
ate.
I have to put a picture in front of me to
see oxtail.
The heck
is it a seasoning?
Here, I don't know. Here.
Is it the seasoning or like some kind of sort of.
Yeah, that's the tail. It's all cut up. That's the actual tail. And it's cut up.
Where do you get that?
There's so much other meat on the cow that you could eat.
Bro,
but you pick the tail.
Bro,
but if it's delicious. But if it's
what
delicious.
What is wrong with
bro,
you guys?
But if it's delicious.
I don't say anything about you and your deer meat.
What's wrong with deer meat?
Whoa.
But
don't you attack
no,
me.
No, wait.
Shots,
no,
wait. Shots
wait.
Fired.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's how I was.
Oh, when deer meat. Like,
deer
oh,
meat.
How
I'm
you
like,
deer?
Oh, wait, but this is actually good.
That's true. You have to try it now.
What?
He ate your deer.
You get me a piece of tail.
That was a
reword. That,
that was a hilarious, hilarious choice of words.
It. And I'll try it.
I got you.
Okay.
That's easy. That's easy. I could definitely have my
maybe tell me afterwards. I'll try it. But
he's
going to
know what it is automatically.
How's he going to know if it looks like
where
chopped
do I
up meat?
Bring Ricky food.
It's true.
Well,
but
it.
I'm open
so,
to try.
So, you know what that means? You have to bring him two meals.
Nah.
Right? One meal so throws him off. This is good. It's not the ox meat or oxtail.
Have you eaten oxtail?
No. I'm down to try it, though. I don't look forward to it, but I'm down to try it. Because the way Jay's saying it, if he says it's good, because I didn't think deer was going to be good.
Bro.
And deer's delicious.
Bro.
So if he's comparing it that way,
bro,
I can see it being
really,
good.
It's really good. Pastor, have you ever had it?
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's crazy.
It's a South thing. It's a South thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's good you stuff. Are from up north, Ricky.
It's a South thing, bro. Like, don't. Don't maybe. Knock it, dog. It is crazy. when they season it right, when they season it, bro, some people, like, they boil it. Some people put it on the grill. Yeah. Some people smoke it.
Mm. I'll keep the deer tail for you next time.
Oh, there you go. You might like that.
There. I mean, I don't even know there the deer
much.
Tail.
It's not much of a tail, though. <There's> a little bit.
Ricky looks so offended.
You just cut the.
He,
I
bro,
guess we
Ricky be
cut
looking at me.
Off, right?
Just put he it on looking the, at me with so much disgust.
I'm like, sorry.
Like,
I don't
like kebab.
I mean, he even eats it. I don't know. I don't trust this.
It's not bad, bro. It's how can I? What?
You sold me based on the deer
I know good
ratio.
Food.
What's that?
I know good food.
The chili you just made.
I
it
mean,
was delicious.
Was I'm just saying, I know good food. Like.
I'd say so.
You,
would you consider yourself a foodie?
A foodie?
Or just a foodie preparer, probably.
I don't
not
know.
So much of a go out and get foodies.
Yeah, not much of a... I mean, I'd like to be.
Okay.
I'm going to try it out.
Pastor Jesse is now entering
the
world
the foodie
of being
world.
A foodie. It's hilarious.
Check out my blog.
Bishop, Pastor Jesse Jones.
Bishop Jones.
Foodie. Eat at this place. And these guys over here looking
at
tail stuff.
Barstool Sports does the
pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, that one dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is, but the guy who owns it or runs it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a food or pizza guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he must have to get a lot
the
of
the best
them.
One he's given.
Where is it at? Is it
I can't remember where it's at. I think
like
it's in
Austin.
More than
I think
one,
it's in right? New York.
Yeah.
I don't
New York,
know.
New York makes sense.
I don't know, man. I'll
it
try.
It may be Chicago.
I'm sure it's
I don't
good
know.
If there's
I don't,
meat
I don't,
around.
Don't quote
yeah,
me on
that.
But I saw it the other day. He gave him a 9.8.
Yes. Dang.
You're not just
when eating. I think of pizza, though, I think
well,
of those
because
two states.
Some people eat tongue.
Chicago.
My grandfather. Cow tongue.
And that's
oh, I'll eat cow tongue all day long.
See, we're too far.
Sounds
see,
gross
we,
to me.
We went to the tail and now we're too far.
Yeah. Tail
see
and
what
tongue.
I mean?
we
then we're gonna talk
no,
about
no, too far, too far.
We're gonna talk about eyeballs.
Too far.
No.
Other balls.
Too
we've talked hey, we've talked
no,
about
someone,
that before.
No,
I'll eat them too.
Oh right. My god.
Too far. Too far is when you get to the chitlins. That's when you get too
that's
far.
That's pig's feet, chitlins. Right? Pig's
chitlins,
feet. Pig's feet.
Nah, so
pig,
everything
pig's
else
feet,
is doable.
Pig's feet.
Pig skin.
Pig's feet is pig's feet.
That's pork
oh,
skin.
Oh, it's just called pig's feet.
Chitlins is not. Nah.
What's a chitlin?
Isn't that pork rinds? Weren't we talking about that before?
Yeah.
And I think I had the same confusion, unless I'm just dreaming that this happened before.
Deja
but
vu.
I thought when we talked about.
All right, I'm going to tell you what chitlins is, okay?
Okay.
What's a chitlin?
Chitterlins.
Okay.
Or chitlins.
All right.
Are the large intestines, usually
gross.
A swine. Hogs,
intestines,
but can also be from young.
Oh crap!
Bobby. So they're
literally,
guts and
literally.
Stuff.
They stink, but they're so.
So
good.
You like chitlin?
I mean, I thought that, it was pork skin. I thought
you're
that's
eating,
what
that's
we're
guts.
I'm
what
I've never
no.
I've never actually had chitlins. I've had pork rinds.
I've had
gizzards,
those too.
They're good.
No, gizzards aren't for me.
Callie likes. My wife likes those.
Gizzards are.
And she likes. She likes
liver. Not for me.
She likes
nah.
She
now,
likes the liver and she likes
what I
want to
try,
gizzards,
but I'm kind of
and the
scared.
Heart.
What I want to try, but I'm kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
Caviar.
That's not
fish
that bad.
Eggs.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, no, that's too fancy for me.
It's a little fishy, but it's not bad.
I lost my monocle, so I won't be able to have any.
Yeah, well.
So no couch on, Ricky?
I need a monocle.
Nah. I know. You already got the mustache. You just need the monocle.
Yeah.
And a
I
cane.
Mean,
and a cane.
Nah,
no,
I never. I just seen him make
cane.
It. I didn't eat it.
Or a Moses staff. That'd yeah. be cool.
But they say it's meat.
And a top hat.
What? And then you're really
and
walking
it, bro,
into your bishop
calling. A cow tongue is huge.
Oh, I bet.
Bro, that thing was huge. Huge and pink.
What are we talking about?
Whoa.
Well, it was pink before he cooked it.
What? What's,
you going to cut that?
What are we talking about?
We need to redo this episode.
This is why Ricky doesn't like two in a
take
day.
Take two. yeah, so
talking about cow tongue.
Oh, cow tongue's good. Yeah, no, it's good. Cow tongue tacos.
What?
Gross.
See what
gross.
I mean?
Cow tongue tacos.
Cow tongue tacos.
We're too
dude,
far.
It's bad.
Well,
far.
See, this is what happens when we talk about backyard barbecue at the men's.
When Julian comes on the
night.
Show, we're going to talk about this.
Oh yeah,
he
Julian,
won't open
he
up
eats,
to it. I don't.
He
mind.
Will.
He eats it.
He eats all sorts of weird, wonderful thing.
Doesn't mean he'll open up to it.
He eats cow tongue.
Doesn't mean he'll open up to it.
What do you mean?
Nah, I think
he'll open up.
He loves talking about food.
If you get if you get him cornered,
bro, he wants.
He will have a conversation.
Put a spotlight.
He wants me and him to go to Memphis. He wants us to go to Memphis.
Road trip. Go.
Yeah, we're taking a bus.
He'll leave.
Ricky?
He'll leave Mount Juliet?
He wants to go to Memphis because he heard about Memphis wings.
Mm. Really?
Memphis is how far? Hour and a half? 2 hours?
Two and a half. 3 hours. I hate to drive, though. It's so boring.
Yeah, no thanks. Never mind.
It's so boring.
I'm not going. You guys have fun.
No, you got to go.
Coming with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Too long.
Bro, when it's on a bus, bro, it's actually a good time.
I've been on the bus before.
Ricky, you had a lot of support this last time.
I'm just playing, bro.
Now, when it's probably just, you know, you and you take, like, the women, you probably had nobody.
Nothing but the Bible.
Ricky finished the Bible 6 times.
Probably. Yeah, I get it. Oh, we were talking about that yesterday at the birthday party. We were saying that we need to meet Ricky and Troy made a commitment to one another.
A vow.
To get, at least because we're behind in the Bible reading, right? Mm-hmm. We're in our number 2 for the year. We're already
second time
almost
around.
In April.
Okay.
And we said we need to at least get it done 6 times, counting the times we already
six
got.
6 or 5?
It was 6. Oh. So basically 5 more. So, and counting the one that we're in.
Gotcha.
So that's our goal.
So,
and you're ahead in the lead there.
I probably couldn't join that.
You're already winning.
Because I'm on.
Well, you got to write the Bible too.
Yeah. No. I'm in number 4.
That's right good. Now,
of reading. So,
there you go.
Nice.
You're done for the year after 2 more.
There you go. And just come on, guys, and just encourage us. Come on, guys. I did it. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Just cheerleader.
Pick it up. Right. Pick up the pace.
Spiritual cheerleader.
Amen. All right. So back to Jay's talk about marriage.
Oh, yeah.
What was your question?
I have to go back to our podcast.
Oh, well, that's a whole lot of, we don't know. We talk about so many things.
What are we talking about?
So we were in the Bible back in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And something was talking about marriage. So I think it was early on in Romans. But it wasn't in, I don't remember what his question was. But he had a question and we were going to talk about it. And then we said, we'll tell you the next episode. The next episode. And then we never came back to it.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know. Do you remember the context of what your question might have been?
No, I don't remember the question at all. I have to go back and find it.
Because I remember, I think we were saying it was in Corinthians.
The next episode we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
And then we won't talk about it.
I mean, one of us has to do research to figure that out.
I could probably find it. Just give me a second. Y'all do y'all's thing.
Really? You can do that? Well, I was going to bring up the fact. So you're going to bring up the marriage thing, but I was going to bring up what happened to you on Saturday.
Okay.
Which falls in line with your marriage thing, kind of.
What happened Saturday?
Saturday, Jay was approached by somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all.
Was that your message that you sent?
I did.
Okay. But I was wondering what that was about.
Yeah. So this is.
Explain.
He did, I was hoping that he was going to say something about it, but I think he left it.
I forgot all about it.
You were approached.
So he was approached by somebody.
By a young lady.
Not quite young.
Just say she was.
By a middle-aged lady.
A little bit higher.
She's an elder in our church.
She's like by her 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Dang.
And invited him to go to coffee. And
hey,
I was like, oh, you go get it, Jay.
How many acres does she got?
No, seriously.
That's what he was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
That's awesome.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, because Ryan was like, hey, man, you got to be more.
It was me, him, and Ryan.
Ryan said, hey, man, you got to be more specific of what you asked for.
He said he was praying for a wife. And the Lord sent somebody.
No way.
We're
going to have to talk offline.
Hilarious. Bro, she approached me. Literally, I'm walking. I'm actually.
She loves the way you play those keys
up
there, bro.
I'm coming from the A-frame, and I'm walking up, and I get to the shit where the shed is, you know, the walkway. She stopped
she
me.
She cornered you.
She stopped me. She said, oh my gosh, you're in the worship team, aren't you? I was like, yes, ma'am. She said, are you the one that's engaged to Georgia? I said, nah. I said, that
common question.
She's already fishing.
Common question. I said, nah, that's Ryan. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, well, I've just been coming here, you know, just trying to get involved, trying to find, you know, some friends and stuff here at the church and hang out with people. So I'm always trying to, you know, find someone. I said, okay, cool. And at this point, I'm like, okay, I'm about to leave.
Keep it moving.
She was like, so, you know, you want to go try to, you know, get coffee? My treat. And I was like, sure. Let me, I said, let me go
see. Did you say sure?
I said, sure. I said, let me go see what Ryan has to do because.
You're his ride.
He's my, I'm his ride. So let me see what he has to do. And I'll get back to you. And sure enough, I saw Ryan and Scott sit at the front. And I was like, that is my way out.
You should go have coffee with her.
So what happened was she actually came back inside the church. She has a dog with her, too. She actually came back inside the church. And we were just over there talking and cracking up and stuff. And Ryan was like, you need to be specific of what you ask for.
What you pray for.
What you pray for. I said, yeah, you're right. Whatever, whatever. And I think it was either you or Scott or Ryan. And they was like, take advantage or something like that. Take advantage of it or something. We got on a
no, we were talking about, well, yeah, be more specific in your prayers, right? This was an opportunity to learn to pinpoint your prayer requests. So we used that. And then we saw the person was talking to other people. And I was like, oh, Jay, she already moved on.
Yeah, bro. she moved on so quickly.
This is how I know that God has a sense of humor.
Oh, he was up there laughing, bro.
That's what we were saying.
I mean, man, I was at the reception. Like, bro, I've been asking for a woman for the longest.
He said, this is going to be a podcast material for you guys.
Yeah. Not one young adult woman has approached me talking about, let's go get coffee. But you said someone that is really, really out of my age bracket.
Seasoned.
But I was like, man, maybe she's seasoned for real.
Dang.
She's an old lady.
I was like, man, maybe, you know, when she dies, put me in a wheel.
Yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Amen. So, yeah, that was Saturday.
That happened to me Saturday.
And that's why I said that in our group
but
chat.
I'm not having one of the youth.
We're having coffee with it?
No.
Wait a minute,
that's the other
extreme.
No, one of the youth is praying, and you know this, Ricky, is praying that there's a woman here at the church.
She's here already?
I know you're talking about Ricky.
You guys are buying.
You told me about it.
I'm buying something for her today.
Oh, nice.
Whoa. Is there a spark there?
Nice. I've had a conversation with her. That one time it was me, you, Kelsey.
And the person.
That was my first time ever talking to them. So
Have you actually talked to this person that you like to? Or that you've been, that's been highlighted to you?
I haven't really had a conversation with her.
Gotcha.
So like, Kelsey told me about her a while ago. Never seen her.
Of course she did.
But it was like someone she was helping. It wasn't like, oh, I got this girl for you. It was just like,
right.
She was like, I'm helping.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm helping this, you know, this young woman, telling me her situation and stuff like that. Meet her for the first time last Sunday. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is who you were telling me about. She's like, yes.
So you have met her?
I met her
that
one time.
Gotcha. Okay, one of
the youth, right. We all know her.
Yeah.
Great. Saw that I was talking to her.
And now she's praying for you.
She walked up to me. She said, I'm going to be praying that's your wife. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm like,
now we can all start praying now.
Yeah.
But she got baptized yesterday.
She did get baptized.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're really narrowing it down for you guys.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. She's pregnant with baby number two.
Well,
that's right.
Not Jay's.
Stop.
Yeah, that's a good job putting that out there.
Thanks, Ricky.
How to clarify.
Yeah, that's true.
Clearing that up.
How to clarify. Oh.
Stay holy, Jay.
Those are a little murky.
Jay, stay holy.
Jay's holy. He's been strong.
I've been strong, y'all. I've been strong.
So, hallelujah.
It's not mine, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not saying that's a deal breaker, but it's something I have to take into consideration now.
Right.
I'm in a one-bedroom apartment.
It's number two, actually.
That's true. The Lord's leading you to one. Oh, I mean, that. Oh, man.
It's kind of hard to start a family in a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, God can do all things, Jay.
talk about chitlins full circle.
Yeah, I mean,
true.
So, but no, that definitely.
So yeah, that was Saturday.
That was Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday. Wow. I didn't know that about the Sunday
Let's
part.
See what
That's
happens
cool.
Wednesday.
Well,
look at that. Moving along.
Moving on up.
So to this was. So this was a different like. Yeah. This it. The Saturday
Do
coming
what?
Up was is not for the listeners.
But that's all right. Then they don't know what's going on.
So they're all
everyone's
up.
Lost.
You guys. Yeah. So
we need to go a little.
So whenever this comes out, no one's gonna really.
This
know.
This is like two Saturdays ago, you guys.
Yeah. Well, now you just gave it away.
Yeah. Now you gave them a timeline. You can edit it out. You're the producer.
You're the producer. Do what you want with it.
Dang.
So you're not talking to her.
Well, he's going to. He's going to buy
her
something.
I had a conversation with her.
You just did the other day.
Well, yeah.
it was legit. Just a hey.
Oh.
Hey.
It was a pass.
Hey, how are you?
I'll get her number for you today.
We ain't got to, man. All
right. Hey.
I think Kelsey kind of hinted to her that she needed to work through some things first.
Yeah. Okay. Well, her daughter got her bike stolen where she lived.
Oh.
Yeah. The enemy got mad that she got baptized yesterday, man. That's what
true.
Come on now.
The devil.
She rides her bike to school every day.
They must
Callie live, told me about that.
They must live out east.
East Nash?
Yeah.
The nice part of town?
I don't know what's nice
the bad part of town.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Nah, I mean.
That bad?
I thought that was like the high-end part of town, though.
East Nashville?
Yeah.
I mean, it's close to downtown. I mean, they got these parks.
Well, when you get your bike stolen.
I mean, I feel
like. Yeah, not so high end anymore.
Time to move.
I'm just saying East Nashville just because of there's a lot of schools walking distance. A lot of neighborhoods. So
for her
to ride her, I don't see her mom letting her ride her bike that far.
Right.
Well, she just got baptized. You're still in a two-bedroom apartment.
Get it, Rick. Prophesy.
Come on.
I'll get the
Ricky.
Number today. What else?
There's a lot going on. Hold on. There's a lot going on.
Get
it,
Rick, while you at it, bro.
There is a lot riding on this day.
Because
he's going to go shopping for her. He's looking at his future place. Like, this is like a big old day for him.
Dang,
there's a lot
God.
Of. There's a sorry for all this pressure
I'm
on
going
you.
With Kelsey
Lord, give him
Ricky
peace.
Man,
but this is a lot that he's got to figure out.
I mean, moving on up.
Amen.
The east side.
Look,
they live out east.
What is the thing?
You can. Here's the deal. She ain't moving in right away.
Nah,
that's true. Nah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, y'all.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
The Lord's giving you an opportunity. If you get in that one bedroom, it gives you that opportunity to go slow because there's no way for that person to even move in,
but
which they shouldn't be moving in either until you're.
Sorry, Jay, to burst your bubble, but that was
But the Lord is doing that so you can be focused on what he has for you. And then when the time is right with this person, then you can upgrade to your space you need.
Well, also, we got to see if this is the person. I mean,
I know.
Women's conference is coming up, and Apostle Jenny already said that she's bringing my wife.
That is true.
that's true, but that could still be somebody who's
but we
being
don't need,
brought to the
we
event.
We don't need long distance, okay?
No, I don't need that.
No long distance here.
I do not need that in my life. Been there, done that.
Have you met her friend?
Who's
that
friend?
Was standing next to her?
The woman? The older woman?
Yeah. You know they met in a club?
Really?
What's with you and older ladies?
She came here and brought her here.
Really?
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have two kids.
Whoa. I didn't prophesy that.
Anyways.
Revelation. Chapter 4.
We're going to have to blow through this. It's a short chapter. So.
Oh, it is. I saw that.
Yeah.
But I want to leave some room for commentary on the chapter.
Sure.
So it's been a good talk. Been fun. Revelation chapter 4 says, "After this I looked, and there was an open door in heaven. The first voice I heard was..." Sorry, my...
Mike was getting away.
The first voice I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and there was a throne set in heaven with one sitting on the throne. And he who sat there appeared like a jasper and a sardius stone. There was a rainbow around the throne appearing like an emerald. 24 thrones were around the throne, and I saw 24 elders sitting on the thrones, clothed in white garments. They had crowns of gold on their heads. Lightnings and thunderings and voices proceeded from the throne. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne was a sea of glass like crystal. In the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. And the first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures had six wings each, and they were covered with eyes all around. All day and night, without ceasing, they were saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. When the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. Then they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
Amen.
That's my favorite chapter of Revelation. Mm-hmm. I love that chapter.
That holy, holy, holy. Mm-hmm. So good. I mean, all of it, but.
Gives you a glimpse of what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like.
Every time.
Turn it up.
So
crazy how the animals in heaven are different from the animals down here. They got like six wings, eyes all around them.
Yeah.
They say it's like the animals down here. Like it says, the first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, but they're not really, you know, fully a lion or an ox. It's crazy how they're created differently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting. It says in verses 2 and 3, throne set in heaven, the one seated on the throne is God and the Father, and John is deeply and acutely aware of God's presence, yet John doesn't attempt to describe God directly, for God's glory is too great for words and beyond description. Since God, living in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen nor can see, John can only speak of a diamond-like brilliance. The jasper in Revelation 21:11 is crystal clear, and a fiery presence. A sardine stone was a brilliant red precious stone symbolizing God's redemption, i.e. spiritual salvation and restoration of people through the personal sacrifice of Christ. So John seeing God's presence there on the throne is super, super huge. Like, that's a big deal, because he can't look upon his glory. He can't look. Mm-hmm. So he's only trying to describe how he can, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no words for it.
Yeah. Which he runs in that a lot, you know, throughout this book, where he's kind of just trying to make sense of it from what he's seeing compared to probably what he sees on a normal around that time, because it's all prophetic stuff too, eventually. Right.
talks about the four living creatures too, what you're talking about, Ricky. These four creatures and their faces probably represent the entire living creation.
Mm.
All of God's living creatures will bring glory and honor to him and eventually be liberated from the curse of sin. The description of these creatures somewhat resembles the cherubs of Ezekiel 1:5-14, except in Ezekiel, all the beings look the same. The creatures were here have six wings like the seraphs described by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 6, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, symbolizing both humility and swiftness.
That's when Isaiah was like, here I am.
Yeah. Note that these are presented as real, rational beings, not just symbols. The eyes reflect extreme intelligence, alertness, and awareness of what is going on all around them. Wow, that's pretty cool.
That is.
And then,
like a turkey in the woods.
That's right. I'm surprised they ain't got bigger eyes.
Right. Yeah.
You'd think they'd have bigger eyes to be able to see as good as they can.
It's true. And they got a brain the size of a thimble.
Wow.
What you use to like
a Monopoly game.
sure.
The first thing I thought of.
Did really? Read in front of the throne, so this is verse 5, but it's a couple, it's one sentence. It's not verse 2. It's verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the second sentence. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God.
Because
It's correlated in Isaiah chapter 11. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, spirit of counsel.
Spirit of might.
And of might. Knowledge.
Fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord. There you go. Come on.
I have a book over there that's the seven spirits of God.
Wisdom, understanding, counsel, understanding. Did I say understanding? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, spirit of the Lord, fear of the Lord. One more. Understand? I don't know. I give up. What is it? What did I miss?
I don't know. Can you read it on the teaching?
Or if it says it.
Yeah, so the seven spirits of God represents the presence of the Holy Spirit at God's throne. The language may come from the sevenfold expression of the Spirit in Isaiah 11:2. The number seven represents the fullness and completeness of the Spirit and his work. The Holy Spirit is like a burning fire filled with judgment against sin. Yeah, it doesn't say, but...
it's understanding.
Against sin and with God's purity.
Understanding, wisdom.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Fear the Lord.
Might, counsel, fear the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
This is seven.
Yeah. And then holy, holy, holy. The Greek word hagios means to be completely separate from and above all creation in character and purposes and completely separate from all evil. God is holy. He is absolutely pure, perfect, and complete. The four living creatures representing all facets of creation unceasingly praise God for his holiness. The repetition of hagios is extremely significant as it emphasizes God's absolute and supreme holiness from eternity past to eternity yet to come. This character trait is God's primary equality and is repeated in relation to God throughout Revelation. Holiness is the most clear and obvious aspect of God's nature and character encountered immediately when in his awesome presence. Since holiness is an internal trait of God, his holiness will never change. His almighty power and external existence ensure that God's holiness will triumph over all evil in human history and the universe. Wow.
Good.
That's good stuff.
So the verse, be holy for I am holy, it's like be separate because I'm separate.
Be separate from evil and it's be set apart, right? We've got to be set apart from the world. Romans 12:2, you know, we have to we have to separate ourselves from worldly ways and we must live a pure and holy lifestyle as God has called us to live. It's part of how we, I mean, it's part of how we minister to people, right? It's like what I taught at the deliverance training.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Living a pure and holy lifestyle.
Yeah. Thanks for wrapping.
We, yeah, thanks, bro.
You're welcome. It's one of my kids' hat.
We, we got to live a pure and holy lifestyle because when we're ministering to others, if they see that, they're gonna strive for that. They're gonna strive to live a pure and holy lifestyle, and we got to be examples of Christ.
Amen.
And the only way we can do that is to try and live that pure and holy lifestyle and live in complete holiness, right? And understanding what that means is having intimacy with God and understanding who He is as a being, 100%. Right? And knowing His Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can cleanse us from all evil.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit can deter us from evil, right? Holy Spirit is a deterrent of evil. When you look at it in through spiritual eyes, when you look at anything through spiritual eyes, you'll see the evil in the world. You'll see the evil in the worldly things that we have around us, and it makes you sick. It makes you squeamish, right? It's just one of those things where we've got to strive to be better.
Yep.
So.
True.
Amen.
Amen.
Be ye separate.
Be ye separate from the world.
Be the light.
Be the light, gentlemen.
Press out.
Yep. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, Father. We just thank you for this podcast. We thank you for our listeners. Father, I you're holy God. And we love you. We embrace that. May we strive to live more pure and holy and just be a good example of who you are and who what you've done for us and what you've done in our lives. And when people see us, they don't see us, they see Christ. Father, I pray that you just bless us with that. I pray that you just continue to walk with us. Help us to walk more in the Spirit. Help us to understand and have revelation of what it means to walk in the Spirit and to walk with you daily. Father, thank you for my brothers here. I pray that you continue to bless them, continue to guide them and grow them, Father, and just watch over each and every one of us. Thank you, Father, again, for everything you're doing and you're going to do. We love you, we praise you, and we worship you in this place. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, this has been Pioneer Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.